This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bishud Chaverim, Mesilat Yesharim, Ramchal writes, Chasidut ho'amiti hurachok mitziur sechleinu. True saintliness, piety, is really very far removed from our minds, which means we have one idea what a tzaddik should look like, but what a tzaddik really is completely different. You know, we imagine a tzaddik, he says Tehillim all day, he goes to the mikvah, but that's an imagination. That's not what a tzaddik is. That has nothing to do with righteousness. For instance, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the great Gadol Hador, what would he do in the hours before Yom HaKippurim on the holiest day of the year? Did he go to the mikvah? He probably went to the mikvah. Did he say Tehillim? No, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was busy in the women's section. What was he doing in the women's section? He was afraid that the women come to shul the night of Yom Kippur, maybe one of the nails is sticking out, it would rip one of the women's dresses, and maybe the shul would be responsible, and it would be stealing. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, on the hours before the holiest day of the year, he went to knock in the nails, so we didn't cause hezek, we didn't cause damage to somebody else. Recently, I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was in Yerushalayim. I went to the yeshiva of Rav Itzla Petterberg in Rav Naftali, Amsterdam. It's in Rehov Strauss. What did these two tzaddikim do on Erev Yom Kippur? They would go into the Beis HaKisei of every shul, and they would cut tissues for the Beis HaKisei, because people eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur, and they come to the Beis HaKisei, and they're not going to have... So therefore, what was the biggest act of righteousness they could imagine? To cut bathroom tissue on Erev Yom Kippur. So from here we see, Chasidut ho'amiti hu'rachok mitzir sechleinu. What true righteousness is the opposite of what anybody would think. Case in point, this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu talks to God for the very first time. You have to understand, this is the first time in history anyone spoke to God on this level. Avraham spoke to God, Yitzchak spoke to God, Yaakov did, but not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to God, Aspaklaria Hame'ira, clear prism, clear vision, much greater than Avraham Avinu. Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Matot, says, Moshe spoke B'lashon Zeh, Aspaklaria Hame'ira. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were on a much lower level. When Miriam said to Aaron, you know, who does Moshe think he is? Does he think he's greater than Avraham? That was Lashon Hara. Yeah, because Moshe is much greater than Avraham. Moshe spoke to God in the highest level in history. So Moshe Rabbeinu was about to encounter God by the burning bush, by the sneh, which means this was the most elevated encounter of divine meeting in the history of the world. So Moshe Rabbeinu must have done a really great mitzvah to be zochet to this. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do to speak to God on a level higher than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? You ready for this? U'Moshe haya roya es tzon yitro chosno kohen midyan vayenhag es hatzon achar hamidbar. Says Rashi, he took the sheep to the desert. Says Rashi, min hagezel. Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's not good enough for me to put a muzzle on the camel or on the donkey or on the sheep, because maybe the muzzle will fall off and then my animal will be stealing. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not even going to graze the animals in this territory, I'm going to bring them elsewhere. God said, whoa, what a tzaddik, he's so careful not to take a penny that doesn't belong to him. He is zoche to the most elevated experience since Hashem said, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar Vayehi Ar. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to God, Panim El Panim, Aspaklar Yahamira. What did the man do? He went to Mikvah? No. He said to Tehillim? No. He said along Shmona Esrei? No. He was extra careful not to put his hand in someone else's pocket and steal a dollar. That's the biggest Tzidkut V'chasidut. Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Rotzak HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zako, says Yisrael, Ufiko Chirbel Ham Torah Mitzvot Shenemer, Adonai Chafetz Zman Tziko, Yagdil Torah V'Yad.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.